broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for June 19th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is indeed hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, to reject revolution, to stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, to do so peacefully using the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers. In short, to restore the republic, it can be done. All we got to do is return back to the principles that made America great, and they'll do it again. That is, turning to God rather than government, for starters. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley is with me today. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. And a happy, or I should say not so happy, Juneteenth to you, sir.
Well, thank you. Indeed, it is Juneteenth. They're actually celebrating it on the day that it's named after, well, the 19th of June. It's a contraction, if you will, of June and the 19th. And the whole story behind it is a facade of, I don't know what to call it.
Epic just, proportions.
Well, you know what? It's another fake news rewriting of history kind of thing. Yes, indeed. What was his name? Granger, I think, was the general
that
came
Granger,
into.
That's right. Roger
came in
that.
On the 19th of June into Galveston, Texas. But it's kind of interesting what it has been spun into now. The along with Kwanzaa and some of these other things that have happened, an effort to completely displace the whole history of the United States. It's really tragic, you know. And I don't begrudge people commemorating liberty in any way, but the attempt to completely rewrite history and the Jesse Jacksons of the world to basically feed the beast of racialism that I'm confident will happen because of this, and the effort to replace the 4th of July, literally, which I'm sure would cause a lot of division, another Marxist fracture in society, you know. Yeah, it's an interesting day today, but what happened? Let's see, Biden signed the thing a couple of days before the 19th of June in 2021,
sir.
21, yeah, and the first time they did it was 2022. Yeah, it's an interesting spin, and I got a suspicion that it's going to go to the surface in terms of its enthusiastic embrace by the people that are trying to completely fractionalize the United States and fracture our society and make us a people that just aren't content, you know? It's interesting.
A deceived people perpetuating lies and dishonesty, fake news rewrites of history. Look, folks, the sad part is, you know, people usually run around and say, God bless Texas. And you know what? In this case, though, you got to say, God shame Texas. I get the idea that we reject slavery, okay, folks? Don't misunderstand me. Anytime we have slavery from one person to another or somebody lording over somebody, it's evil and wrong and satanic, and it's got to stop. Okay, we agree with all that. Let's be very clear. We are against and have always been against slavery of any kind. The problem that this discussion generates is that's not really what this is all about. You see, whenever we make a good move towards appropriate responses to things, we manipulate history to take advantage of it. Getting rid of slavery, good. You know what? Allowing women not to be so second-class citizen, good. But what we do, though, is we, on those altars, betray all common sense. The pendulum swings too far the other way, and it betrays liberty, it betrays morality, it betrays accurate history and facts. And we need to be wise enough. We need to be astute enough to understand what I'm saying. I'll give you some examples. You know what? I'm not for slavery of blacks or whites. I'm just as against my former grandmother being an indentured servant. She was white, an indentured servant. I'm just as against that as I am the black slave. But you know what? Slavery has many forms, okay? And the first black slave, or the first slaves in America, were held by black people. And believe it or not, in Florida, the first oldest plantation was literally ran by a black woman married to a white man, and she owned and had slaves. Now, I'm not trying to say that that's okay. I'm trying to say the history is much more sordid than you might think. The reality is that what is a slave, for example, right? If I am forced to pay the government to keep my home even after I buy my property and own it outright, but I'm forced to pay the government, quote, taxes, or else they have eminent domain over my home, then I don't really own my home. If I am forced by the government, by the IRS, to pay them permission to work? What do you want to call it? Okay, if I am forced with every aspect of my life to capitulate to government edicts from 2,000 miles away in Washington, D.C., or eventually a globalist cabal, which is happening at a rapid rate, at what point am I not a slave? See, how do we define slavery? Is it only if I can whip you, then you're a slave? What if I create a slavery scenario where, well, it's better to not really have complete slaves, because if I have complete slaves, you see, then I've got to pay for their food, and when they get sick, I'm mad because they're not working, and I got to take care of their health care and provide housing, and my heavens, if they get together and make babies, then, man, I've got more to take care of. And okay, what about a slavery plan where we manipulate reality to where, well, it's not the flat-out communist slave plan. It's more of a socialist slave plan. It's kind of like soft slavery. It's a little better, you see. I put the IRS in place, and that way I have eminent domain on all your wages. I go ahead and put property tax in place so I have control of all the property. And I put sales tax in place, and now you can't buy or sell anything without paying the slave tax of your labor. And I go on and on and on. And then I create this soft flow slavery. You might, kind of use the terms socialism and communism and fascism to kind of relate the points that I'm driving at here. And you create this scenario where, well, it's not really slavery because no one owns Sam Bushman, you see. Well, wait a minute. Sam Bushman, I guess, is by his birth signed on to the debt of the nation. So I'm born into this servitude debt that, by golly, by being an American citizen, I owe my share. Never mind that, man, they got us $31 trillion in debt. And, you know, most of that I didn't have anything to do with or any control to prevent or stop or do anything about, right? And I'm born into this servitude scenario. And they, well, tie me to a number, a social security number, to guarantee my, what, to document my servitude or cooperation or what do you call that, you see? And so we back into this scenario where, Sam, you're not really a slave, but you got to work 6 months of the year. What's the Freedom Day now? Wow, I wonder if June 19th is the Freedom Day from taxes. Interesting parallel, is it not? When we pushed our way all the way into June, that I got to work for somebody else before my money's really mine. And you go down this road, and then you pit the whites against the blacks. And then you make people feel bad. People should be wearing collars and chains because, you know, the abuse, there needs to be reparations. There needs to be payback. There needs to be true groveling repentance or change. Wait a minute. I didn't have any slaves. I don't have anything to repent of. I agree that slavery is evil and wrong, but we have backed into this scenario where the government pays for half of your everything. You know, you're a little kid and you're dependent on your parents who are slaves, and then you get old and you're dependent on Social Security, which you were forced to pay into, and now you get your, quote, meager pittance back, and you back into all these things of school. Man, if you're not in school, that's a problem. And if you homeschool or teach your own kids as God ordained, man, you better fill out a form and turn it into your government for that permission. If you have to have permission for everything, are you a slave? What is a slave, ladies and gentlemen? Because we really need to discuss this. What about the slavery now of sex trafficking, of human trafficking, of illegals coming to America? and what, they get special privilege, they get released, and man, they don't have to have a COVID shot, but you sure do, American citizen, right? You sure do. You can't work if you don't have a shot. Well, illegals, you can't demand they have a shot. And illegals are promoted above the rest of us. Are they the free ones and we're the slaves now? Now you can say, Sam, you've taken this way too far, buddy. You've just kind of gone off the rails. You're off the reservation. I mean, you're off the wait a minute. You're off the reservation. You're off the plantation, Sam. You've gone amok on this thing. You're crazy. And my response is, am I? Am I really? Am I really going too far with this? Well, Sam, you've taken a good intent to reject slavery, an innocent holiday, and turn it into just a bonanza of argument and confusion. No, I haven't. You type in Juneteenth, space, communism, two words, into Google, and you tell me what comes up, and you will see the Communist USA Party come up first, celebrating this day till the cows come home. You have Joe Biden, who is just celebrating that he's the most pro-union president in history, and he's just so proud that he's going to be the most pro-union president elected twice or reelected. And then you understand that it isn't about anything but labor. Oh, the communists are all about labor. Juneteenth is about, well, not to be a slave, to be able to work for yourself or free to act for yourself. I got a question, ladies and gentlemen, and then Dr. Scott Bradley's response. Are you free to act for yourself in America?
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then, the more they use the lie, the more they reproduce the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Now look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. That power protects the cells of the beast from prosecution. Why isn't Hillary in prison? She is protected. We must restore our national relationship with God. Truth is sacred in the kingdom, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 9:6.
A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen, freedomsrisingsun.com. Dr. Bradley, are you free to act for yourself in America today, sir?
Well, certainly more than has been at different times in history, but certainly we're not living behind barbed wire fences and in shackles that are around your neck and hands and feet, certainly not laboring under the whip in the field, but we are losing many, many of our options to a Leviathan state. For some decades now, I've been very, very, shall I say, frustrated and honestly sometimes angered by the old song, "I'm proud to be an American, for at least I know I'm free." It kind of goes along with Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister of the Nazis, where you tell a lie big enough and often enough, it becomes truth. And we are having so many of our options closed. I mean, think of the people that lost their jobs because of the death jab that was basically said, you take it or you lose your job. I mean, the clot shot, we're going to kill ourselves or we're going to lose our jobs. And some people opted to keep their jobs. A lot of people did. In fact, probably the great vast majority of them. And now we find that they're really kind of quite concerned about their long-term freedom. Okay, I think there's some interesting things to me, the way I put it. You need private property to be free. And you've just gone over the fact it isn't really anymore your property.
Yeah, hold on. You need to have... Is there any private property in America?
Well, they don't tax everything I own. I mean, by the way, though, my county does. They try to, in a way.
Yes.
If I have a little business, they try to get me to pay taxes on any computer in the house. Or, anything I might use as a printer or anything that's related to my business, file cabinets, those kind of things. So, yeah, in a way. But the fact is that, they haven't come, in England, they used to tax the number of chimneys you had. So that was their way of seeing how opulent you were. But there, you say you could strain at gnats and swallow camels, if you will. But there's a real movement towards being able to make some government claim on almost everything. And they claim your children and that you have to have them in school and you have to follow their edicts. And there's a lot of people that even say you have to follow their dietary requirements,
Yeah, what if your kid's born? Can they go along without a Social Security number?
It's getting more and more and more and more difficult to do that. There are a lot of people, not a lot, but there are some, they're having home births and not reporting them, But you're right. There's just so many things that everything has some kind of constraint attached to it, and your freedom becomes more and more impinged upon. If we get a chance, maybe we can talk about the 13th Amendment and involuntary servitude and what they're doing. I'm firmly of the opinion that had the COVID nonsense not raised its ugly head in March of 2020, and this may be a silver lining, we would have today, at this moment, been under a universal draft, men and women. No exceptions. You used to be able to get, like a student deferment or something like that, but there are exceptions, two of them, mental or physical deficiency. So if you were physically handicapped or mentally handicapped, you wouldn't have been forced to serve. But men and women, regardless of their age, and there was an argument whether it was going to go from 18 to 28 or 18 to 35 or what it would be, no exception for number of children and so on and so forth. 2 years of service, and there were going to be three levels or types of involuntary servitude. So all of these things, the draft, I believe, absolutely. Why can the government own you and you can't own people? I'm not suggesting we should own people, but how does the government suddenly get to own your body?
Yeah, what do they call that, conscription?
They do, but here's the deal. When I was in basic, it came to be basic training, it came to be understood. We had a sergeant that had a little greetings card kind of thing taped to the inside of his locker. And it had a little, Hispanic-looking fellow with a sombrero on, and he had a little donkey with a cord around its neck, and it said, by the way, this sergeant was Puerto Rican, and so it was him, kind of playing up on his ethnicity, and it said, "My heart is yours," and then you opened it up, and it said, "But my donkey is the government's." And, you can make the translation. It did say donkey, but there's it's a euphemistic term that could be easily translated. And that's basically what we were. I mean, for example, on this didn't happen in basic, but on March 6th, 1970,
ejected. If you want to learn how to make that translation, you just got to pull out your Bible.
Yeah. Anyway, in March 6th, 1970, as I was in processing to a base, I was injected. There was a handful of us, maybe 25, I'm thinking, that were injected with an experimental vaccine. We were the first human beings that this had been tried on. I mean, we were as close to human flesh as you could get without actually being human. And literally, my heart is yours, but my donkey is the government's, was very well pointed out to us. We had no choice in that. Okay, now, tell me how that differs from involuntary servitude. Why can government own your body or your services or your finances or your property or whatever, all of these things that you've talked about, and suddenly it's okay? But it was wrong, and it is wrong. I'm not going to argue that a bit, for anybody to claim to own anybody else. But the fact of the matter is, you take an institution of a collective, if you will, and the government now has an overarching ability to reach way beyond what individuals do, and that is a type of tyranny. As I started to say earlier, you've got to have private property, because a power over a man's subsistence is a power over his existence, okay? You've got to be able to have a knowledge of the truth. And you look at the efforts to censor everything today, the government collusion with trying to basically form the narration about anything. And you've got to be able to have freedom of conscience. And the fact of the matter is, sometimes you don't have that.
You don't have freedom of conscience in America. If you don't want to bake a cake for the gays and lesbians or whatever, you will lose your business or do it. You got that, sir?
We could go down that path completely. That's just one example of thousands. I mean, we will come to the point, probably, where there will be people required to marry people that they don't feel like ought to be, you know, morally and biblically and all that kind of stuff. People that, you know, had to perform abortions of unborn children. What are we going to do where there's some kind of euthanasia kind of thing? Or, I mean, it's so interesting, and this I know I could go all over the field with this, but how sometimes there's an ascendancy of grandeur that settles upon governments that think they can direct almost anything. And societies, more and more, you're losing your right to, in the marketplace, express your religious beliefs. Oh, yeah, you can do it in your churches, your synagogues, your temples, wherever you go, your cathedrals. But don't you dare, if you run a business, say we're not going to provide abortion, chemicals. We're not going to support gay marriages, whatever, if you're baking a cake that you brought up before. Don't you dare bring your religious belief system into the marketplace. Our religious liberties are being narrowed greatly. It's so amazing to me that we get these distracting things like Juneteenth that says, they're calling it, by the way, the National Independence Day. And by the way, slavery was not really abolished, if you will, until December of 1865, and this happened in June of 1865, and it certainly didn't happen in the Emancipation Proclamation. That was simply a tactic of war to try and get a fifth column set up in the southern states so that they would rise up against their masters and to make the war easier for the guys in the blue jackets. But that had been all these things, there's nothing new under heaven. These satanic things. The Brits tried it in 1775 when the Virginia royal governor said he'd basically lay waste to the state if they tried to rebel. But, you know, that was at the time that the Lexington-Concord stuff happened up in Boston area. You know, I mean, but the Brits, I mean, what they did is they gave an Emancipation Proclamation in 1775.
Well, let me ask you this, Doctor. Supposedly the Civil War is about slavery and we got rid of slavery. That's what they're celebrating on this Juneteenth day. But didn't really the federal government reject the state's authority and ability to self-determine? And aren't we all slaves from that date forward to some degree? We'll talk about
absolutely.
That. And I also want to talk about Tax Freedom Day coming up. We'll do it in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A violent weekend has left at least five people dead and dozens injured in shootings across the country. More than 20 people were shot, one fatally in a shooting at a gathering near Chicago, Illinois. Other shootings claim victims in Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania, where a state trooper was killed during an attack on a state police barracks. President Biden is in Northern California this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a three-day trip to the Bay Area. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today when he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate projects. He's expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. The FBI and multiple state agencies are investigating after dozens of letters containing a suspicious white powder were sent to Kansas state officials late last week. More than 90 such letters have been reported across the state in recent days. ABC News is reporting that the substances tested so far are not considered dangerous. Authorities say they are working to safely collect the letters and investigate the incidents. No injuries have been reported. Indian-born CEOs are closing their firms and fleeing the USA and jetting back to India to escape charges of fraud in the annual lotteries for visas to import H-1B foreign contract workers. That comes from Raul Reddy, an immigration lawyer in Texas. Reddy continued saying that the fleeing CEOs are getting prosecuted and that they are getting investigated, and that's the reason why some of them are packing their bags and closing their companies. The NBA draft is this week in New York. It's taking place Thursday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The San Antonio Spurs hold the number one pick and are widely expected to take French standout player Victor Wembanyama. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, I need to answer my own question. There are no states in the union that have no property tax, not a one. Most of them tax you on your house and your car. If you own a business, they tax all kinds of stuff. You don't have any private property in America. I challenge you to find me something that you have completely private property in America, not even your conscience. Ask the cake baker if you don't believe me. Now, Dr. Bradley, I mentioned before that, look, I'm for getting rid of slavery. But what they did in the Civil War is blame it on slavery. It was really about states' rights and states' self-determination that the general government had no authority over the states. But what happened was, set aside slavery for a second, the government basically said, you know what, states, you don't have autonomy. You're not a constitutional independent republic. We, the federal government, can violate our contract outside of our scope or our delegated authority, and you can't do anything about it, period. Now that turns everyone in the country into slaves, doctor.
You know, this thing is so poorly understood that trying to cover it in a few minutes on a radio program is is really inadequate. But truly, what Lincoln did was treasonous. He waged war on the states. I mean, he called for 75,000 volunteers, military personnel, that were going to go into the southern states and enforce the tariff that they had imposed upon them. And this had been I hate to use the term kind of because it's not exactly accurate, but a running gun battle where the agrarian South was imposed upon by the tariff that were put in the by the Northerners against the South, and they were onerous burdens upon them, and it had been, you know, since 1820s. 1828 was kind of a watershed date on that thing, and the Compromise of 1830 slowed that down. But what was going on was economic slavery that the North was imposing on them. When the Republicans gained power, and they kind of came out of nowhere with their Marxist origins, actually, for the bigger, more centralized state power, and the idea that they're going to impose their will on the states and the South, and this idea of the right of the people to choose their form of government, which is what was exercised in July of 1776, when they claimed the right to break away from, secede, if you will, from England. And there's a whole bunch of other issues that are involved in it, but an economic thing, the denial of the independence of the states, the idea that this was going to be enforced by the point of a bayonet and the end of a barrel. And a lot of the people went home, like the Robert E. Lees of the world, and said, no, we're gonna stand with our home state. So suddenly they're traitors and treasonous and everything when these things are imposed on them. It's an astonishing story, and through the entire Civil War, the victors write the history. And that's kind of where we got to here. We mentioned the Emancipation Proclamation, which was just a tactic of war. It was, it quote-unquote freed the slaves in the secessionist states, but not the ones in the states that were still in the Union. Because there were, I think, three states, maybe four if you include Delaware, but it didn't have very many slaves. But there were three states that had slaves still that were still not in rebellion, if you want to use the terminology of the day. And if they had freed the slaves with an Emancipation Proclamation, as Lincoln claimed to do in the southern states that were in rebellion, he would have probably had them join the rebellion states. I mean, this was it was truly a tactic of war. And again, the Brits used it in 1775 and 1779, I believe, to try and facilitate their war effort. There's nothing new under heaven, is what they say. Satan's plan is always a remake of some other previous thing. But yeah, the whole issue of a bigger, more powerful government really gained momentum in the so-called Civil War. Nothing civil about it. And in addition to that, I think it's falsely called a civil war. The South weren't trying to say, oh, we're going to take over Washington, D.C., the state, the management of the whole nation. They just wanted to leave, you know. And it's interesting that the initial secessionist movement happened in New England during the Jefferson administration. And he says, let them go. They'll be back. You know, they're free to leave. You know, he called their bluff, so to speak, and said, you know, when they find out what a cool thing we've got, they'll be back. I'm kind of coining and, you know, not making exact quotes here. But the fact of the matter is, this is the way free government, free peoples are. They can form their own governments, and the consent of the governed is always required. And what happened in the Civil War was just absolutely shackling. And it began the whole process that today is a thousand times worse.
Here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. What they are doing now is taking that reality, making you believe we're just celebrating getting rid of slaves, but it's really celebrating turning us all into a communist slave-style nation. What you've got now is they want to call this the Second Independence Day, this Juneteenth. And they want you to believe that the 4th of July doesn't really matter. That was a bunch of white people who just wanted to have their own elite status and make all the blacks slaves. And, man, we got to jettison that and pay retribution for that. Reparations, if you will. And the real Independence Day now is this Juneteenth Day, because you know what? That's when everybody became free. But that is based on a lie. And now you've got these competing holidays, if you will. Eventually, they will snuff out Christmas because their real goal is to go for the Christians. They'll snuff out, you know, the 4th of July, real Independence Day, or the 2nd of July, if you want to know the truth, or September 17th, Constitution Day, and they'll obliterate that with Martin Luther King Day. They'll obliterate that with Pride Month. Have you noticed that Pride Month and Juneteenth are at the same time? See, this has to do with the strife between peoples. Every fault line will be exploited in the communist agenda to create tyranny. They will make you believe it's about agency and choice and freedom and liberty, but it's the lie. Every time they steal choice and freedom and rights and agency, and then they put that on the chopping block as the quintessential effort towards liberty. Martin Luther King celebrated as a righteous, moral, religious black leader in civil disobedience for the betterment of all. But the fact is, he was an absolute rapist, pervert, thug that wasn't religious at all. Everywhere he went, there was violence. He was a sexual predator to the nth degree. And we celebrate Martin Luther King. Same with his Juneteenth Day. They celebrated as if it really freed everyone. That's a lie. It literally perverted the nation's separation of powers, violated the supreme law of our land and the independence of the several states. And it basically made the tail wag the dog. It literally made the creation by fraud greater than the creator, because it's not literally true that you can do that. The creation is never greater than the creator. But by fraud, did they force that into reality? Okay, unfortunately, there's no state in the union that doesn't have property tax. Tax Freedom Day, by the way, is annually calculated by the Tax Foundation, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank. And they're literally saying, hey, you've got to work all the way through April or whatever just to pay your taxes before you're supposedly free. But they've got so many twists on this to where I submit to you that none of us are free. If you don't believe me, don't pay the IRS. See what happens to you. If you don't believe me, right, we can go on and on and on. If you don't believe me, don't bake a cake. Let's say you don't want to bake a cake for a blind person. Try it. I'll sue you. See how well it goes for you. Folks, we have lost so many liberties in America, and I don't mean to be negative about this, but I do mean to bring out the truth. The truth is what will set us free. Knowing the truth about these holidays and how they were created. Well, I don't know if you know this, but the communists and the socialists and the Communist USA Party celebrating this, quote, Juneteenth Day, because they know it's about labor. And no, they don't want to do the, well, we're going to control the labor of just the blacks. No, we're going to control the labor of everybody, but we're going to say that we've now made everybody equal. Well, we have. We've made everybody equal slaves now. What part of your labor is yours, Dr. Bradley? Without interference. Even when you get past Tax Freedom Day, now you got to pay sales tax. Now you got to pay, you know, fees for this and fees for that. Go to a national park, which shouldn't even be a national park in the first place. You got to pay a fee to get in. That's not a tax there, don't you know? That's a, okay, we can go on and on and on. There are estimates that more than 60%+ of your wages, some saving up to 70 now, are flat out taken by government in some fashion, some way. Fees, what, okay, toll roads, but I can go on and on. It never ends, and it's only increasing, doctor.
That is the problem, and during the break, I was kind of looking up Tax Day, you know, Tax Freedom Day in other countries, and we're pretty well right on track with how, you know, enslaved we are in our country as with other countries, if you're measuring
and now they're
tax.
About to get rid of the cash payments, so nothing you can be done can be off the record to where it'll be all digital, and then they'll ratchet it up even further. At what point would we be considered slaves if we're not? That's my next question. When we get back, Dr. Bradley can answer that. At what point would we be considered slaves? Only when they have 100% of our income? Or what? When are we not slaves? Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, If we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
All right, Dr. Bradley, Sam Bushman, if we're not slaves now, at what point would we be considered slaves, Dr. Bradley?
Well, before I address an interesting conversation I had about that some time ago, let me just go back a little bit to that holiday creep kind of thing. A university I used to work at when Martin Luther King Day became a big thing, getting a paid holiday and all that kind of stuff, they were going to only have so many paid holidays in a year, and so they got rid of Washington's birthday, and everybody kind of said, no, we can't do that. So they said, okay, we'll alternate year to year to year. It'll be Washington's birthday one year, and then it'll be Martin Luther King the next, Washington's the next, and so on. So they figured that nobody would watch, but some of us were, and we did 9 Martin Luther King days in a row. They completely deep-sixed the Washington birthday thing. Okay, so you can see how this mission creep, or not mission creep, but holiday creep things happen. Well, they just forgot to do Washington's. And instead of alternating, by golly, well, boy, we got to do this one again, you know. And that's ultimately what happens. And what I think you'll see happening, whether it's Kwanzaa or whether it's Juneteenth or whether it's Martin Luther King Day or whatever it is, you're going to see this creep of the holidays to the preeminence of the thing. Okay, let's go to the freedom thing for a second. What percentage do we go to? It's debatable as to what percentage of the average American's income goes, gross income goes to some level of tax. And people say, oh, my nominal rate for my personal income tax is 15%, whatever it is. And they say, no, it's a really low number. But when you look at on an aggregate, everything that we pay some level of government to, whether it's property tax, sales tax, whether it's some income tax thing, or it's an excise tax thing, or a gasoline tax thing, or a road tax kind of thing, whatever it is, there's an aggregate that comes to. And I believe really it's probably closer to 50%. I don't know if it's 60 or 70 yet, but I'm just giving an opinion, and I could be very well wrong. But I had a discussion some time ago with a guy I considered in most ways as an intelligent individual. He went way down the scale after this conversation. But the point was, I asked him, I said, Rick, look at this. Our aggregate tax on our gross income to some level of government right now is 50%. And you know what his response was? And this was a guy, he's a CPA, highly accredited in terms of his academic prowess and his working with money and all that kind of stuff. His response was, but look what we get for that. So he was happy to pay 50% because he thought he was getting more. Now, that's a very socialist perspective.
Yeah, now, Rick, what would you give for 100%, my friend?
Well, here's the deal, though, Sam. Where I was going with this was if you had a foreign power or a king or whatever that claimed to impose their full authority over you, and they took half of all of your income, you would think you were in abject poverty. You would be.
Well, of course.
You would think that tyranny reigned in your realm.
But
here we have voted it in. We voted
it
in, my friend.
You have got Joe. king right now. And I'm not joking.
Yeah. Tucker Carlson's review of that was quite interesting, wasn't it? Anyway, right, go on. What are we going
to
do?
Listen to this, though, folks. I want to define slave for you because I think people don't know what a slave is. That's the problem. And when I bring this up, people roll their eyes and they go, Sam, I know what you're saying, but we're not really slaves. We're all good, Sam. I mean, what you're saying is extreme, Sam. It just isn't as you say. I'm going to do slave, and it's a noun, and I'm going to refer to the American Heritage Registered Dictionary of the English Language 5th Edition, because that's what popped up when I typed in define slave, okay? And they have three definitions of slaves. Are you ready for them? Number one, who is owned as the property of someone else, especially in involuntary servitude. Now, my great-great-great-grandmother was a slave. She was an indentured servant. That's involuntary servitude. She was a white slave who is owned by the property of someone else. If everything that I own is the property of someone else because they have eminent domain over it, I don't own a single thing. I'm derelict, so to speak. All right, here's the second definition. If you think, well, that one doesn't really apply because I'm not owned by someone. Oh, yeah? You've been put on the line for the national debt. Does that mean you're owned? Or is your labor owned? How are you going to pay that debt back if you don't perform the labor to pay it back? So you may not be owned personally, but your labor certainly is to the point where you will never pay it back. You slave. Now here's the second definition. Subservient to or controlled by another. Now are you subservient to or controlled by your government? I challenge you to debate me on if you are or not, because you'll lose. But here's number three. Who is subject to or controlled by specified influence. Well, you put those three definitions together, and I think it's impossible for you to say we're not all slaves, Doctor.
Well, it's interesting to me that back in 1828, when Noah Webster put his dictionary together, and slavery was in this land, and by the way, you talk about your ancestor that was enslaved. The Irish people, the Brits enslaved the Irish and sent them here.
In fact,
here.
They were more abused slaves than the blacks. By far, they were the lowest of all slaves. In many ways, in the way they were treated, yes.
It's arguable that there weren't more of them than the black slaves. I mean, but at any rate, looking at Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, you talk about being wholly subject to the will of another. This is in definition of number one. One who has no will of his own, whose person and services are wholly under the control of another. This is like my sergeant in basic training, that his donkey was the government's, okay? Number two, one who has lost the power of resistance, or one who surrenders himself to any power, okay? So that's the problem, is that we have these oversight agencies that have control of our lives. I mean, they really impose this thing over the last 3 years. And if you don't think that it's going to come back with a vengeance, we ought to talk some more, because I think they're working on their next approach.
Yeah, Ron Paul just wrote a column saying, COVID's not over. It's just on hiatus, sir.
Well, it may not be COVID. It may be something else. We don't know. But we have everybody from the World Economic Forum and the UNICEF and the United Nations and the CDC and the NIH and, I mean, any one of the other alphabet organizations that are out there. And it may be, maybe they'll say there's an alien invasion, which there really is through our southern border. But I'm going to talk about maybe, some extraterrestrial. Who knows? Who knows what they'll come up with? That they'll have to have us banded together and controlled and contained we're on a bad path and right now they're moving for that. I mean, like I say, we would have had a universal military service. I think Congress would have passed it in March of 2020 had they not been diverted by something else. Again, a silver lining perhaps to the COVID pandemic. But this movement towards total control is way more far along. You look at, in our state, Utah is more closely aligned with the surveillance state of China than probably any other state in the union. What we're doing with surveillance and with government, facial recognition, the digital currencies that everybody's embracing. So this stuff, you lose your economics independence, you lose your religious independence. Again, we talked about how we're getting to the point where you can't bring your religion to the marketplace. It's only in your church or synagogue or temple or cathedral or wherever the heck
they
say.
Yeah, I ask again, are you free to act for yourself in America today?
Yeah, you're really, it's becoming more and more constrained. I may decide to take a walk after we get off the phone, or I may decide to go out and weed my garden or whatever, but so that I do have some level of that, but economically and religiously and politically, it's becoming more and more constrained, sadly. So I don't know. But we've got to wake up and realize that the footprint of government.
Yeah, but whatever you do with your garden, you better not sell that stuff, my friend. Now you're getting into strange territory. You better eat it all yourself. And if you're not very careful, they're going to come back and say, we've got to make sure that whatever you grew is okay. We've got to put it through some, they're working on this stuff slowly but surely. So I agree we're not 100% slaves in the the only way it could be real, 100% slave. See, the slaves were pretty free because they could go to their bunk house by themselves and they could sleep at night, in their bed. They weren't in a jail cell under lock and key. They could exercise by working real hard and stuff like that. So they weren't really slaves. See, we can make that argument and debate how much slavery there is. But unfortunately, there's no state without a property tax. Everything you do that produces wealth or productivity is absolutely controlled by your government. We are certainly, folks, controlled by another. We are certainly controlled by, quote, specified influence, as these modern definitions highlight. It's impossible for me to say that I'm not a slave to a significant degree. And the reason to bring this up isn't to debate whether we're slaves in totality. The purpose to bring this up is, what will it look like tomorrow if we don't start to stand up, Doctor?
Well, therein lies the problem, and we are at a point where, the proverbial frog in the water and all that kind of stuff, we bring all those analogies forward, but we've become kind of, we're kind of complicit, we're complacent. We continue to vote for the people that do these things to us, people that say, we're going to take care of the national debt after the election. They kick the can down the road again. The personal debt that's happening is another form of slavery. And you say, we're doing that ourselves. Some people sold themselves into indentured slavery so they could get some benefit out of it that they perceived. I mean, they'd say, I'll if you'll pay my way to North America, I'll do 7 years, 12 years, whatever it is, of being your slave. And a lot of people did that. We're doing the same thing with our personal indebtedness too. If you look at what's happened with student loans, you look at what's happening with our consumer credit. I mean, you got to have it now, Sam. I mean, this thing of deferred gratification, that's kind of a Protestant ethic, work ethic kind of thing. We've set that completely aside. You can have it today, ladies and gentlemen. All you got to do is enslave yourself a little bit deeper into the debt factor. We're selling our souls for a mess of pottage. And Esau wasn't the only guy that ever did that. We're all guilty of it.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not here to debate the totality of slavery. I'm here to tell you we're on the wrong road, and we best stand up, turn this around, and realize the awful state of our situation. We better do it fast, or you know what? Your children will be total slaves. That's their goal. That's their end game. That is Satan's end game, is to deny the agency of man. Reject it and stand with God Almighty and look to our Savior Jesus Christ for solutions. Would you please? I testify He lives. He loves us. And if we're on His side, I got good news. That's the gospel. We win. Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com. God save the Republic of the United States of America.